stamp, like 3-inch stretch, especially this. Go on the road and get a win Wednesday, and then come back home, we talk about that with our guys. To win Wednesday in Minneapolis doesn't mean as much if you don't come home and stamp it on your home floor. I give our guys a lot of credit. I even give myself a lot of credit, because after they hit their first 4 threes, it was testing my patience with sticking in the zone. But we stayed the course with it, and our defense was fantastic. They had 27 points the rest of the game after hitting those first 4 threes. Our guys did a really good job of keeping an awareness where Hoover was at all times. Forget that he only hit one basket. We were able to not even let him get looks. That's the best one. And I think what it takes, 6 shots. So it's hard to get 20, 25 when you only get 6. And Thorpe and Garner hit a few early, but we were fine with those guys trying to be the playmakers if we could keep Hoover at bay. I thought, again, a lot of our guys, like all of these games have been team wins for us. I mean, everybody contributed. We don't really have starters and bench now. Certainly, this was a breakout for Vic Wall. I'm really proud of it. Come in, there's a lot of, I thought, unwarranted expectations on him, for a young kid, obviously. But he wanted that. That's why he came here. He wanted to be the first guy to come here and help us turn it around. And, when he's gone through some ups and downs, everybody wants to know what's wrong or what, and he just kept working. And he's been in the gym tirelessly with the coaches, working on his skills. Hit a couple huge shots. He ended up with 17 points, but his 9 defensive rebounds I thought were huge. And really, you guys know I talk a lot about when he plays, and none of you guys would even say, but the biggest play of the game was Sanjay taking a charge when it was 38-33. We were bleeding. They were making a run on us. They were getting excited. Travis hit a few shots. They had some life. They cut our 12-point lead or whatever we had it at, and they cut it to 4. They were in transition. Sanjay takes a charge. We go down, and Trey and Vic hit back-to-back threes. Pushed it right back to 10. To me, that was where the game was going. And I thought, even though McIntosh didn't score, I thought his command of the game was outstanding. 8 assists, especially when they started trapping and trying to get us sped up. I thought Dave Sobolewski gave us great minutes, especially in the first half. Came in, gave us three free throws of 3, and then hit a big shot in the second half. Scotty Lindsey banged up his hip a little bit, so hopefully nothing will be too serious with him, because he banged his hip, and we just got to get that checked out. But he was in a lot of pain after the game, so hopefully nothing wrong there. We can keep moving forward. It's a great win for us. We said we were going to start the season fresh after Michigan State, and for our guys to come out and win 3 straight games, it's huge and shows a lot about the character of the players. So, open for questions.
Chris, 15-0, you outscored them off the turnovers, and you're bench 29-10. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's funny. We, in our man defense, we didn't force any turnovers. Now, in our zone, we've been more aggressive in it. The guys are getting their active hands, they're getting deflections. We're finding some areas where we can do some trapping and get some steals. We took a couple charges, and to force 14 turnovers, we hadn't been doing that. So that's kind of where the zone has helped us as well. It's allowed us to get a little bit more aggressive. And certainly just being able to keep Alex in the paint is huge. That's been the biggest thing about it. We've limited dribble penetration. We were able to keep Alex in the paint, and he's fresher than to play both ends of the floor. So to be able to win that margin, 15-0 points off turnover, especially when they're pressed in the late game, that was a huge stat to the game.
Chris, what's been your message to Vic and through the struggles? What's the message now if you're going to win this?
Keep working. When I talk to him, and he knows no one believes in him like I do. He believes in me. He believes in our program. Believe in what we're trying to do, and just said in times of struggle, you get to work. If you get knocked to the mat, you do one of 2 things: you quit, or you get up swinging. You have 2 choices, and that's basically what I told him. You've been knocked back a little bit. It's just big time college basketball, and you're learning that in order to be successful, you got to work, and you got to put in the time, and you got to prepare, and you got to be strong. And to his credit, he's done that. And he's been working, he's been sharp, and And that's why you love to see days like today pay off for a guy, because he's been working his tail off. And you know, I've been saying all along, all you guys have said, what's wrong with Vic? Nothing's wrong with Vic. He's just a young player finding his way. And he's going to be an outstanding player here. And just really proud of the way he's continued to work and get better and can enjoy a special game today. He was huge for us.
Vic has always been a confident kid, and I imagine right now that's got that all-time high. What was it like in the locker room after your game?
He had that big smile on. So, it's you always know he's in a good place. He can get pretty loud. So it's in a good way. You know, we need that personality. We need his energy. And you have a tendency maybe when you lose a little confidence, you lose that swagger. And these last two games, Minnesota game and then today, he was huge for us. He hit the threes against Minnesota the other night to give us the lead, and then he was great all game, but he really hit big shots. He hit the two threes and then the mid-range shot in the corner, the 8 points that were huge when we were able to get the lead and kind of get out of hand.
On that note, when Vic came off the floor with about 20 seconds left, you stopped him and said something. What did you say to him?
I just said, welcome to the Big Ten. He's going to be a really good player in this league for his whole career. And he puts some meat on those bones. He gets a little stronger. He keeps continuing to add to his skill set. And he shows what he can do rebounding the ball. He can get out in transition. He's going to learn to finish. He had a couple on transition I thought he should have finished. That he'll do with experience. But I just grabbed him, gave him a hug, really just told him I was proud of him. Just told him, it's good to have you playing at such a high level, because I know that's why he's here. That's why he wanted to be here. Just for days like today.
Also, when you have a player that you try to take away, like Nubo, is it more difficult to do that in a zone as opposed to a man?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, it's just like anything. We call it an awareness. You have to have an awareness. And